purchase? I mean, you're going to raise money from your equity partners.
That's correct. We have, in fact, really, we've got, probably, I guess, three or four serious equity groups, institutional equity investors that have large funds that we thought were had interest in this. We went to several, and we had about three or four that we negotiated with and discussed it with. Ultimately, one group came to the forefront, and they're the ones we're going with. Mm-hmm. And we've actually, it's Avanti Property Company. They have an office in Orlando, I think New York and Toronto. They've been an institutional land investor for, I think, 20 or 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've done business with them ourselves for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
We've got one large master plan community site with them about 10 years ago. It's over 1,000 acres. It's 1,300 acres. And we did that with all equity, too, even back then when times were better. But that's just their kind of modus operandi. So they tend to be they're just very good, stable kind of land investors. That's all they do. And their funds, they don't buy shopping centers or office buildings or apartments or anything like that.
Hmm.
They specialize in land, and that's what they've done for two decades plus.
Wow, isn't that interesting? Do they they're institutional in the sense that they have investors or something that put up the money for these things, or how does that work?
Yes, like I think the Yale University Endowment's one of their investors.
Mm-hmm.
Different big corporate pension funds, that sort of thing.
I see. I got you.
They have investments literally nationwide. They own a fair amount of property in California and other places.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, Fort Worth, we're their in effect designated development partner. So, they do things with us here. And so if they're in LA, they do it with their LA partner.
I see.